This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله وأمينه على وحيه صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. We begin by thanking and praising Allah, who is most deserving and entitled of our gratitude and of our praise of Him. We bear witness that there is absolutely no one worthy to be worshipped except Allah alone. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His last and final prophet and messenger. We beg Allah to shower Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with salutations and compliments, peace, protection, mercy, and blessings, and upon his family, and upon his companions, and upon all of those who follow his tradition, his sunnah, until the end of time. We also begin by reminding one another to have taqwa of Allah, to be aware and conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our creator, and to constantly persevere to do the actions that he has commanded us to do, and to fight and to struggle to stay away from that which displeases him. Allah commanded us to do so in the Quran in many places and instructed us to not allow the angel of death to come upon us except that we are in a state of full submission to him alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran informs us that he created us to worship him. And this is often a statement and a claim that we repeat and hear. And the idea of worship, of ibadah, when Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Ibadah in Arabic literally means servitude. This is actually in line with a human need. The way the human being is created is that it needs to worship and surrender and submit to a more powerful being than the human him or herself. And that's why you find that human beings throughout the centuries and throughout the generations and throughout the different walks of life worship something. Even those who claim they don't worship anything are in fact worshiping their own desires and intellect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Have you noticed the one who has taken his own desires as his ilah, as his object of worship? And this is the nature of the human being. And that's why the most perfect state of being is to be in a state of servitude, not to another creation who is also in need and needs to worship someone else, but rather put yourself in a state of servitude to the creator of all creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is no other supreme creator except him or alongside him or with him. But oftentimes when we talk about ibadah, we think of the word worship. And we think of ritual acts of worship, which do fall under the umbrella of ibadah, like the salah that we do 5 times a day. Or like, for example, sacrifice and slaughtering animals that we do in Eid al-Adha that passed not too long ago. Or the act of ibadah of prostration, etc. So many ritual acts of worship, Hajj, Umrah, fasting in Ramadan, etc. But the ulama, they talk about a'mal, acts of worship, but they also talk about a'malul qulub. They also talk about actions of the heart, which are not physical actions that you do with your limbs or with your tongue, But it is an act, because internally in your spiritual heart, you have to put in effort, and that's what makes it an action. And without these actions of the hearts, there will not be proper and complete ibadah and worship of Allah. Worship and servitude and ibadah of Allah is not only in physical actions, but it begins with actions of the heart. And amongst them, and they are many, amongst them we will focus on just one today, which is at-tawakkul ala Allah, often translated as relying upon Allah. Perhaps we can shed some more light on that today. What does this word mean? In the Arabic language, it comes from the root word wakala, which means to rely upon someone or something else, to lean upon someone or something else. So there is automatically an admission of need, that you need to rely upon someone else to help you with something, wakala. But when we talk about tawakkul in light of the actions of the heart and towards Allah, expressing ibadah, expressing servitude and worship to Allah, what comes to mind is the definition of the scholar Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah when he said, tawakkul sidqu i'timadil qalbi ala Allah ma'al akhdhi bil asbab, which is a very beautiful and comprehensive definition. He said, it is for the heart to sincerely and genuinely and truthfully, and all of these things can only happen inside the heart. When it comes to actions that others witness, there is a potential for sincerity, there's a potential for hypocrisy. But when it's internally and no one knows about it except Allah your creator and you yourself, that is the real litmus test of sincerity. صدق اعتماد القلب. Is my heart truthfully and sincerely and genuinely relying upon Allah? Simultaneously, مع الأخذ بالأسباب, while exhausting all possible means and resources that are available to me and at my disposal. And there cannot be one without the other. The scholar, Sahr ibn Abdullah al-Tusturi, he said, Al-akhdhu bil-asbab sunnatun nabi, wa-tawakkul ala Allah halun nabi. فَمَنْ طَعَنَ فِي الْأَخْذِ بِالْأَسْبَابِ فَقَدْ طَعَنَ فِي السُّنَّةِ وَمَنْ طَعَنَ فِي التَّوَكُّلِ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَقَدْ طَعَنَ فِي الْإِيمَانِ فَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَى حَالِ النَّبِيِّ فَلْيَكُنْ فَلْيَعْمَلْ بِسُنَّةِ النَّبِيِّ. He said to exhaust means that are available to you and resources, and do all possible actions that you can do with your abilities, is the sunnah, is the tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said the idea of having tawakkul is the hal, is the state of being that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our role model, was in. So he said, whoever criticizes the idea and the notion of having to put forth effort, then they are criticizing the sunnah and the tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the one who criticizes the notion of needing to sincerely, internally feel dependent and reliant upon Allah, then they have criticized the very essence of iman, the very essence of believing and having conviction in Allah. So whoever wants to be in the state of being of the Prophet ﷺ, of iman and of tawakkul, then let them act upon his sunnah and let them exhaust all means and resources. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran in Surah Al-Ahzab, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. Put all of your reliance and your trust with regards to outcomes of the actions. Full tawakkul upon Allah exclusively alone. And Allah is the most sufficient for you to rely upon. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. That's why one of the names of Allah is Al-Wakil. The best to rely upon, the best to entrust the outcome of your affairs with. And what's amazing is of the names of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Al-Mutawakkil, the one who has reached the height of tawakkul. That's why our beautiful role model Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he participated in the military expedition of Uhud, he wore two pieces of armor, dir'ain. Even though Allah told him, وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ, Allah is going to protect you from the evil and the harm of the people. But he still wore two pieces of armor. He could have gone on that battlefield without any armor, reciting this verse, وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. But the Prophet is teaching us that I believe Allah will protect me, but I have this armor in my hands, I will wear it. That's why when the Prophet ﷺ went on a journey, he took with him food. Even though he said in a hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ, Allah feeds me and gives me what to drink. But he packed his provisions. When the Prophet was in the journey of Al-Hijrah, he hired a man as a guide. Even though Allah told him, أَلَمْ يَجِدِكَ وَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى, Allah has guided you. Allah will guide you to the straight and the appropriate path. Did not the Prophet believe in these promises of Allah? Of course he did. But that never held him back from exhausting all means and resources that he had available to him by the blessing of Allah. That Allah was the one that provided all of these means to begin with. So Allah is Al-Wakil, the best entity to trust and rely upon. And our beautiful role model is Al-Mutawakkil, the one who embodied and taught us how to rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fully. And he taught us that not by abandoning actions and sitting back lazily. That's what shaitan wants us to do. Shaitan wants us to be lazy. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to work hard. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Repent to Allah, for He is the most forgiving, most merciful. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. اللهم صل وسلم وأنعم وأكرم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam embodied and taught us how to have tawakkul, how to rely upon Allah truthfully and sincerely. And all of the anbiya taught us this. As Allah says, فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِهُ, follow their guidance. And especially the Prophet of Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah tells us about Ibrahim, that Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was very young in age, he took a very courageous and wise and mature stance by refusing to fall into the trap that many of his people fell into, which was to devote acts of worship to other than Allah, which is a lack of tawakkul in Allah. And Ibrahim alayhi salam carried out an act and an experiment amongst his people by destroying their false idols that they fashioned with their own hands, to prove to them that this that they are worshipping has no basis and has no value. They responded by threatening to punish him. So they lit a huge fire. The ulama say the fire was so huge and so hot that if a bird flew from above, the heat would kill this bird and it would fall into the fire. It was so hot they couldn't even get close enough to it to throw Ibrahim into the fire. So they had to design a catapult to throw him into the fire. And as they did so, and they are tying him and they are getting ready to cast him into this fire, Ibrahim alayhi salam saw Jibreel alayhi salam, the angel Jibreel, the mightiest and greatest of the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only the prophets and the messengers see Jibreel in his original form like that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لَهُ سِتُّ مِئَةِ جَنَاحِ, he has 600 wings. The sight of Jibreel is a sight unfathomable to our limited minds and imaginations. And Jibreel asked Ibrahim, أَلَكَ عِنْدِي حَاجَةِ, do you have any need for me? Is there anything that you need from me to do for you? Jibreel alayhi salam is that angel of Allah that destroyed an entire civilization with the tip of his wing. Jibreel alayhi salam is that angel of Allah that with one breath could take out all of those fires that the people had lit. But Ibrahim responded with, my need is with Allah alone. You are a creation of Allah as well. حَسْبِ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ, a phrase that Allah taught us to say in the Quran in Surah Ali Imran. What does it mean? حَسْبِ اللَّهُ, Allah is sufficient and enough for me. وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ, and the best and most beautiful one for me to rely upon. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aiding and helping you, then you are not in the need of any other creation. And there is no one more beautiful and more perfect to rely upon than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. Let us learn this phrase and keep it constantly on our tongues to remind ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one entitled to us relying upon Him and relying upon Him alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us in the Qur'an, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. Actually, the command is directed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by extension, you and I, his ummah. Put your entire trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because He is الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. Allah is the ever-living that never expires or dies or comes to an end. Every single other creation will eventually expire. And so your reliance upon them will also come to an end. And we don't know when that expiration will be. But Allah is Al-Hay, the ever-living. La yamut, never, ever ceases to exist. And Allah concludes that verse in the most amazing of ways. وَكَفَى بِهِ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of the poor choices and the mistakes and the sins that His servants do. What's the relationship between this and having tawakkul? How can we truly have tawakkul in Allah when we know that Allah is watching us and we intentionally and purposefully disobey Him? And if we do make that mistake, how can we intentionally disobey Allah and not ask Allah to forgive us? All of this goes hand in hand. All of these a'mal, the actions of the heart, they are a package deal. Expressing and feeling gratitude to Allah, feeling dependence and need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And part of that gratitude and that need is to use the blessings He gave us in a manner that is pleasing to Him, not in a manner that is displeasing to Him. He is fully aware of all of our choices, the good and the bad. Of the barriers of being able to have tawakkul in Allah is to continuously and persistently disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart that is constantly running away from Allah is not a heart that will be able to rely upon Allah. It is a heart that will rely upon the body and the limbs and the money and the skills and the knowledge and the friends and the connections, and all of those will eventually come to an end. When the market's going to crash, who will be there for us other than Allah? Right now we are in a state of comfort. We have our degree. We have our skills, we have our jobs, we have our sources of income. But what happens when that gets interrupted? That is the true test if we are truly relying upon Allah or not. And it is in those moments when some people choose to turn back to Allah and they are wise. And it is at those moments when people blame Allah. But the only ones that are deserving of blame is the carrier of the heart that never relied upon Allah in the first place, even at the days of comfort and ease. Let us train our hearts to have tawakkul, to rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fully and entirely. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah in Surah Ibrahim told us that the believers said, وَمَا لَنَا أَلَّا نَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ. How could we not rely upon Allah? وَقَدْ هَدَانَا سُبُلَنَا. And Allah is the one that has guided us. Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana li hadha wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. We thank and praise Allah for guiding us to this. If it weren't for Him, we would have not been guided. And we rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fully and entirely. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautify us with the character of our beloved messenger, the one who embodied tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and fill our hearts with reliance upon Him and Him alone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us of those who fall into the delusion of relying upon themselves so that they will end up being destroyed. Before we conclude, please keep in mind that this Sunday, the salah times will change. Fajr will be at 6:10, Asr will be at 4, and Isha will be at 8 p.m. Tonight, inshallah ta'ala, will be my pleasure to be with you all for the Friday Family Night program, where we are discussing how to attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It would be my honor and pleasure for you all to join us. That will be at 8 p.m. tonight. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us the truth clearly as truth and allow us to follow it. and to show us falsehood clearly as falsehood and protect us from it. We ask Allah for the best of this life and the best of the hereafter and to protect us from the torment of the hellfire. Ibadallah, inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Udhkuru Allah al-'azim al-jalil yadhkurkum washkuruhu 'ala ni'amihi wa ala'ihi yazidkum wa ladhikrullahi akbar wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un. Remember Allah, He will make mention of you. Be grateful to Him, He will increase you. The remembrance of Allah is the greatest. Allah is fully aware of what we do. Aqim as-salah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.